Hey, yo, good afternoon, viewers of the tube. My name is Tyler of Chico Crypto, and it's time again where I try to keep you on your toes by bringing you the most informative yet polarizing crypto updates and news in the space. Well, get ready to get pole vaulted because it's time for Chico Crypto. Today, I would like to discuss what exactly is going on with the crypto markets, the reasons we should be getting excited, and what the future is going to hold. The markets are looking healthy, and the next bull season is just around the corner. We are a month away from the inflection point I have talked about, which is about a year away from the Bitcoin halving happening in May of 2020. This bullish season, in my opinion, is just the beginning and is going to be characterized by some distinct things. Part one of the bullish season is going to see old crypto money start flowing back into cryptocurrency. A large majority of this money has been thrown into Tether to hedge against the bearish winter, saving people's portfolios from absolute destruction. Currently, there is over 2 billion Tether in circulation, and the Tether treasury holds about 487 million of those. This means about $1.5 billion in Tether is sitting on the sidelines, waiting to enter the different crypto projects. Now, how many people think this run-up will happen like last bull run, where Bitcoin gets most of it in the beginning? But that's not going to happen this time around, especially in part one of the bull season. This will be very different because it's one of the first times we have had this amount of value sitting in stablecoins, which are from usually experienced traders. These traders all have altcoin projects that they were supporting before, and in my opinion, they will go right back into those projects they were supporting. That is why in any short-term Bitcoin recovery, we are seeing some alts pop by 30% to 100%, because people who previously supported them are jumping out of Tether back into their favorite projects. Bitcoin, its dominance, it starts to fall, but the price does keep increasing. Altcoins, they go on a run. Then when Bitcoin finally pops through resistance levels, altcoins temporarily bleed as people ride the Bitcoin wave for a while. Then Bitcoin meets a new resistance level, and alts go on another ride up, while Bitcoin dominance falls, and the price goes sideways. That is why we will see some altcoins go bananas before Bitcoin. The coins who have major use cases and large support from established communities made during the last bull run. A few I'm keeping a close eye on are Nano, Tezos, and 0x Protocol. As the price gets higher, and I don't think this will happen until Bitcoin reaches a 6K to 8K range, new money will start to flow in, which is called part two. Here, the new investors will buy the established coins, like coins supported on Coinbase, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, Basic Attention Token, 0x Protocol, Stellar, and XRP. Old money sees these coins running, especially Bitcoin, and will hop on that train and ride the bullish run. Each new person jumping into a coin brings another person with old money. The less popular altcoins go down as people sell them to jump onto the popular coins' bandwagons. Bitcoin dominance gets to its highest point, and altcoin dominance starts to suffer. What really is going to make this part of the bullish phase go nuts is when crypto trading comes to places that people already have quick access to. Charles Schwab, E-Trade, and Fidelity on the retail side. These established trading firms are going to list the established popular coins, leading to even more significant gains to those popular coins than in the last bull run. These players are coming too. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I have a feeling this part of the bullish season will take place about 4 months after the Bitcoin halving, September of 2020. In this part of the bullish season, you need to be prepared and get out of the non-popular coins and get your money into the coins that will soar. In my personal opinion, I think Ethereum might be the best bet for max gains. The second phase of the bullish season is going to have more pressure put on it from certain countries, China and Japan. In China, their stock market has only increased by 5% since 2015, in comparison to the NASDAQ 100, which has increased by 65% in the same amount of time. Chinese investors are getting impatient with the stagnant market. To increase and hold their wealth, they have been buying real estate all over the US and Canada. But the housing markets, both here in the US and Canada, are starting to stagnate. What the hell are these people in China going to do? Invest in cryptocurrency. Now, what about Japan? Japan's largest bank, MUFG, which is the fifth largest in the world, is developing a cryptocurrency. They are aiming to have this crypto ready for the 2020 Summer Olympic Games and used as a means of payment there. Just when I plan for the bullish season part two to fully take off. This crypto is part of their plan to go fully cashless by 2025. Currently, 40% of crypto trading volume comes from Japan. And if they go full on crypto, this means a mad rush into cryptocurrency and the projects. Now, after all the madness takes place, we go into the last part of the bullish season, part three, which is characterized by a parabolic bull run and another Gartner hype cycle bubble. I see this beginning in mid-2021 and going all the way until the end of 2021. If established big projects like Bitcoin and Ethereum don't get their scaling under control, this could be bad. If this happens, like last time, we could see solid alts that can handle the transactions reach levels and even threaten them for the top two positions. Here, getting into those alts would be your best bet, especially the ones that can handle the load of max influx of new investors. Then, of course, just like before, we will have another crash, and people will once again think Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is dead. Noobs, they will get wrecked. The experienced will laugh because they hopefully took some of their profits out at the top. Whoever stuck around and watched this channel, we will be the experienced ones and we will be prepared. Cheers, viewers. I'll see you next time.